奉主耶稣圣名，开始我们今天晚上的讲习会。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we will begin tonight's seminar.
各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all of you.
那今天晚上跟大家谈的就是个人布道的方法。
Tonight I'd like to share with you the methods of personal evangelism.
我们既然知道个人布道的重要，也装备好了自己。
Since we have learned the importance of personal evangelism and how to equip ourselves,
那我们要怎么样去做好这个人布道的工作？
The next question is, how can we do this job well?
我们有说过，工欲善其事必先利其器。
As we have said, in order to do a job well, we need to learn the tool of the trade.
我们不但把自己装备好，我们也要知道，这个人布道的方法。
Not only must we equip ourselves personally, we must also learn the methods of how to evangelize.
当然我们过人布道开始最重要的就是祷告。
Of course, the most important, the very first thing to do is to pray.
因为我们不是靠自己的口才、知识、能力来做什么。
It is not by our eloquence or skills that we can accomplish anything.
乃是靠着在神面前有能力。
It is all through the power that we receive from God.
所以当主耶稣差遣门徒出去传福音的时候
，When the Lord Jesus sent out the disciples to preach,
就赐给他们权柄能力。
He gave them authority and power,
让他们能够制服一切的鬼
，so that the disciples could overcome the demons,
医治人的病痛
，and heal the diseases.
出去宣扬福音
while they preach the gospel.
所以我们出去传福音之前，我们最要紧的先安静自己在神面前祷告。
So before we go out to preach, it's very important to quiet ourselves before the Lord and pray to God.
领受了从上头来的能力。
We should receive the power from above.
然后靠着神的能力，我们出去工作。
Then by God's power, we can go out and work for Him.
因为传福音的工作是一种征战的工作
Preaching is a warfare
要把人的心夺回让他能够顺服神
Because we are taking captive every heart and subjecting it to Christ
确实是人的心好像坚固的营垒一样
The hearts of the people in the world are like strongholds
不是靠着我们口才就能够说服他们
We cannotconvince or persuade people just by eloquence.
当然更要求主与我们同工。
Of course, we need to ask the Lord to work with us.
来带领我们的工作
And ask Him to guide us.
让我们所讲的能够合乎神旨意。
So that what we say may be in accordance with God's will.
能够讲出合宜的话语的。
That we may say the appropriate words.
能够使我们所说的话深入慕道者的心里面去
and that our message can reach into the heart of the listener
所以我们也要不断为慕道者祷告
that's why we also need to pray for the truth seekers
求主耶稣开启他的心窍
and ask the Lord to open their hearts
让他能够预备一个好土地来领受这个福音的种子
We pray that God will prepare a fertile soil for to receive the seed of the gospel.
因为主耶稣说，若不是天父的拣选我们，就没有人能够来到主耶稣面前。
The Lord Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless the Father draws him."
我们更要把借着祷告，把这些慕道者交托在主的手。
So we need to learn to entrust these truth seekers into the Lord's hands through prayer.
确实让我们所做的见证使慕道者在信仰的历程上能够得到印证。
So that the truth seekers may be convinced through the signs from God.
能够对主耶稣生发真实的信心出来。
And that they will have sincere faith in Christ.
我们知道这个罗耶安传道的爸爸来信主。
You have heard of how the Pastor John Doe's father came to the Lord.
他是一位将军
He was a general.
他只信仰三民主义。
And he only believed in the the principles of the three people according to the Republic of China.
他不接受任何宗教的。
And he doesn't accept any religion.
这个罗传道的妈妈告诉我们，他爸爸跟妈妈结婚的时候是二十岁。
According to his wife, they were married at the age of 20.
他的外祖母啊，就跟啊这个罗将军说，我们是信耶稣的。你如果要娶我的女儿，你就要跟我们信耶稣。
The mother-in-law of this general told him, if you want to marry my daughter, you must believe in Christ.
他说好好好。
He said, I will.
但是结了婚之后。
But after they got married.
当然啊，那个时候啊，国家正是战争的时刻。
The country was in war at that time.
哎，随着军队到处奔跑。
So he had to lead the army to go different places.
当然也因为啊，他妈妈啊，这个祖母的祷告，让他在这个征战上啊啊，都能够这个躲过很多的危险，并且啊啊一路了啊这个顺利的一直啊这个升上来的啊。
But through the prayers of the mother-in-law, he was able to go through the war safely and was.Able to be promoted.
罗传道妈妈是还没有到台湾之前，在中国大陆就已经信主了。
Pastor Lo's mother was already a believer in China before she came to Taiwan.
但是一直到这个罗传道爸爸八十岁那一年
，It wasn't until when Pastor Lo's father reached the age of 80,
他的心脏。
During that year, he had a heart disease.
心脏的三条啊动脉啊啊都被阻塞了。
Three of the arteries in his heart were blocked.
生命非常危险。
His life was in critical condition.
在荣民总医院啊，在台湾的荣民总医院啊，那些心脏科医师啊都不敢为他开刀，因为年纪太大，怕受不了。
None of the cardiologists in the hospital there to operate on him because of his old age.
后来，三军总医院的一位医师啊，啊，说他有把握为他开刀。
But later on, another surgeon from another hospital wanted to operate on him.
啊，因为他开过刀，最高龄的是八十五岁。
Because this doctor had once operated on someone who was 85 years old.
啊，后来就到三军总医院准备开刀。
So he was transferred to that hospital to go through surgery.
他虽然慕道了六十年。
He has been a truth seeker for 60 years.
不信耶稣。
He never believed.
这个时候，罗传道跟他姐姐罗若文非常紧张，怕这种大手术啊，说走就走。
Pastor Lo and his sister were very anxious because the father could go anytime.
所以劝他爸爸啊，趁着还没有开刀之前，赶快来受洗。
So they urged their father to come and be baptized before the surgery.
他没有办法接受。
But he could not accept their request.
他心中根本就没有信仰。
Because he never had the faith in Christ.
虽然体验神很多的恩典。
Even though he had experienced much of God's blessings.
但是他总是不觉得这是神给他的，是他运气好，是他的聪明智慧。
He only believed these blessings to be coincidences or because of his ability.
所以只有请大家帮助祷告。
So the family could only ask the church to pray for him.
那个时候，大部各教会都在一直为他祷告。
So many churches were praying for him at the time.
结果真的开刀很顺利。
And the surgery went very smoothly.
我们在去医院看他的时候。
When we visited him at the hospital.
他看到我们很高兴。
He was very excited to see us.
传道谢谢你们哈。
He said, the pastor so and so, we thank you.
谢谢你们的关心。
I thank you for your concern.
哇，这个医师啊，医术真高明。
This surgeon was so good.
我们一听啊，整个心都冷下去了。
When we heard that, we were so disheartened.
大家这么拼命为你祷告，你没有感谢神，说医师医术很高明。
We pray,
那我们不是白祷告啊。
We pray so hard for you, and now you're okay, and you said it's all because of the skill of the doctor, and we have prayed in vain.
但是这个信仰是勉强不得的。
But you can't force someone to have faith.
尤其他是一位 大将军啊。
And he was a very high-ranking official.
平常只是教训人，没有受过教训。
He always teach people. He always taught people. He was never taught by others.
只好为他祷告了。
So we could only pray for him.
哎，啊，所以许多弟兄姐妹啊，心灰意冷。哎呀，我们祷告的这么迫切，这么认真祷告，结果他说，医师的医术很高明，我们还要祷告吗？
Many brothers and sisters became very discouraged because despite the fervent prayers, he still believed it was due to the surgeon's skills.
Hey,
but I encouraged the members to continue to pray for him.
求主耶稣啊，打开他的心窍。
We asked the Lord to open his heart.
Hey, 经过两三天,
After 2 to 3 days,
忽然间又接到紧急电话,
we received an urgent call.
啊，要我们再帮他祷告。
We will ask to pray for him again.
因为啊，他忽然间啊，血压急速下降。
Because his blood pressure suddenly dropped.
是因为开刀之后啊，其实啊，他的心脏的血管啊，是用脚的血管来换上的啊。
The new arteries that they put in the heart were actually came from the vessels in the legs.
已经比较脆弱了。
But because his blood vessels were weak,
虽然手术很成功,
even though the surgery went successfully,
但是因为啊那个血管啊很脆弱，所以啊手术之后呢，那个血都从那个啊缝里面呢一直渗到心脏里面，所以整个啊血都会急速下降，是因为血一直渗漏出去。
Yet the blood kept coming out of the new blood vessels because the vessels were too fragile.
这个时候医生啊，束手无策。
So the doctor gave up at that point.
他就坦白告诉他，我现在已经无能为力了。
He told him, I have no other way.
啊，他医生就告诉他，你太太不是信耶稣吗？我看啊，只有求你们的耶稣了。
And the doctor told him, doesn't your wife believe in Jesus?I suggest that you pray to Jesus.
这个时候啊，这个罗将军啊，才心里着急，知道哇，神已经没有办法帮助我。
Then Pastor Lo's father realized that no other person could help him anymore.
他就告诉他的太太说，赶快啊，联络大家帮我祷告。
He quickly told his wife to call up everybody to pray for him.
第二次要开刀。
He had to go through the second surgery.
因为医生已经没有把握了。
The doctor had no longer
had any confidence. 一个80岁的老人家，心脏病开刀之后，三天马上要再第二次开刀，恐怕没有办法受得了。
He was 80 years old, and he just had an operation 3 days ago. How could he extend another one?
所以啊，那天呢，这个罗传道的妈妈可以说整身尽失。
That whole day, Pastor Lo's mother prayed and fasted.
也有很多弟兄姐妹帮他进神祷告。
And many brothers and sisters prayed for him and fasted.
主耶稣的怜悯。
And due to the Lord's great mercy.
哎，第二次开刀又很顺利的完成。
The second surgery went through, was successful.
所以当我们到医院再去看他的时候，
When we visited him in the hospital.
哎，他一见面，感谢主，主耶稣救我。
When he saw us, he said, Thank the Lord Jesus, he saved me.
哦，我们听了，大家都很高兴。
We were very excited to hear what he said.
他终于啊，能够顺服在主耶稣面前。
He had finally submitted himself to the Lord.
知道他今天开刀能够顺利，是因为神的大能、神的怜悯、听人的祷告。
He finally realized that the success of his surgery was due to God's great power and that God listened to our prayers.
是很快就出院。
So he was quickly discharged after that.
那个时候，罗若文啊，每天照顾他，他要回纽约来了。
Pastor Lo's sister had to take care of him every day before she came back to New York.
啊，就劝他爸爸说：“你要赶快受洗啊。”
She urged her father to be baptized soon.
因为罗若文想，虽然开刀顺利，但是这个老人家心脏开刀，哎，说不定啊。是不是能够一直好起来也不一定。
Even though the surgery was successful, he may not be able to recover because he's old.
如果能够赶快受洗归在主耶稣的名下，那 什么事情发生都不要紧，才能够安心的。
If he could be baptized soon, then no matter what happens, he will be confident.
那个时候是刚过两年。
That was right after the New Year's.
天气很冷。
And it was cold.
他爸爸说，天气这么冷，怎么受洗啊？
Her father replied, How can I be baptized? It's so cold.
等天气暖和了再讲。
Wait till it gets warmer.
所以他要回去之前就告诉他爸爸说，你如果要受洗啊，你就联络张传道。
And so before she left Taiwan, the sister Lo told the father, If you want to be baptized, please contact Pastor Zhang.
因为他在医院的时候，我们常常去帮他祷告。
We always visited him and prayed for him when he was in the hospital.
一直到四月底。
At the end of April.
台湾四月底那个时候天气已经很热了。
In Taiwan, by April, it was already quite hot.
他就打电话给我。
He called me up.
说，传道我要受洗。
Pastor, I want to be baptized.
礼拜天要受洗。
I want to be baptized on Sunday.
我说不行。
I said no.
因为我要去协助灵恩布道会。
Because I needed to go somewhere else to assist in their convocation.
只有礼拜二。
I said I'm only free on Tuesday.
因为礼拜三我就要去协助灵恩会了。
I'll be leaving on Wednesday.
他就说好，那就决定礼拜二。
He said, okay, we'll do it on Tuesday.
你看神的大能啊。
This is God's power.
本来天气很热的，到要受洗的前一天，忽然间寒流来。
It was getting very hot, but the funny thing was, right before the day before baptism, there was a cold current coming into Taiwan.
这个春天的气候是不定的啊。
The spring climate was not stable.
所以常常变化很大。
So it was fluctuating all the time.
所以又受洗的前一天，忽然间寒流来。
How could this cold climate suddenly arrive?
我就打电话给他。
I called him.
说，罗伯伯，我们明天是，你要受洗吗？
Mr. Lo, do you still want to be baptized tomorrow?
他说，好，好，明天受洗。
He said, yes, I will be baptized.
可能他是将军，讲话不能不算话。
Perhaps being a general, he could not eat his words.
结果明天六点钟的一大早六点多的时候开始下大雨。
Then six o'clock the early next morning, it began to rain.
一直到八点钟了，雨还不停。
The rain did not stop even at 8 o'clock.
我就再打电话给他。
I called him.
说罗伯伯，我们按照预定十点到你家里去啊。我们特别聚会之后就去实习了。
We are still coming at 10 o'clock we will go to baptism after that.
他说好，就照约定的时间。
He said yes, according to plan.
不愧是将军啊！
He was indeed a general.
我们十点到他们那边去。
At 10 o'clock we arrived.
把实习的受洗的道理很详尽的告诉他。
We went through the doctrine of baptism very carefully.
我就问他。
I asked him.
罗伯伯，你对主耶稣有没有信心
？Mr. Lo, do you believe in Jesus?
你相信耶稣是真神吗
？Do you believe that He is the true God?
他说他信。
He said yes.
你相信受洗能够使你的罪得到赦免吗
？Do you believe that your sins will be forgiven in baptism?
他说我信。
I believe. He said.
我说好。那我们我问他，你还有什么问题？不了解的需要有疑问需要问的没有
I asked him Do you have any questions or doubts
他说没有我全部接受
He said no I accept everything
那我们就大雨中到那个聂双溪去实习
And in the heavy rain we went out to the nearby river to be baptized
那一天的温度是八度台湾这个八度是相当冷的
It was 8 degrees Celsius on that day. It was very cold.
又到山谷里面去。
And we had to drive to the valley.
那个是山谷里面冰凉的水又刮起大风，又是下大雨。我看那个温度只有4度而已。
The river and the valley came from the mountain spring, which was very cold, and it was raining and windy. I believe it must have been only 4 degrees.
一群人到洗礼场，大家唱诗祷告之后就下水。
A group of us went to the baptismal site. After singing hymns and prayer, we went down into the water.
现在在香港啊，注目的这个师傅安传道啊，他先下水去，哇，在河里面啊，冷得一直发抖，嘴唇都变黑了。
Pastor Su, who is now stationed in Hong Kong, went down into the water first, and he was shivering because the water was so cold, and his lips turned black.
我就带着罗伯伯就一起下到水里面去。
Then I brought Mr. Low into the water.
我说你跪下。
I asked him to kneel.
他就跪下了。
He knelt down.
奉主耶稣圣名为你施洗，洗去你的罪。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I baptize you to wash away your sins.
然后全身啊，低下头，全身浸在水里面去。
He bowed his head and was fully immersed.
我当传道啊，已经30多年哦，就是啊，很难得了啊，在施洗的时候，在大雨中施洗的。
I've been a minister for more than 3 decades, and that was one of the rare occasions where I baptized someone in the rain.
在我这个传道生涯里面呢、啊，每一次施洗下大雨的时候，到洗礼场雨就停，太阳就出来。
In my career, the normal experience is usually that despite the big rain, when we arrived at the baptismal site, it would stop raining.
这是经常有的经验啊。
It's quite common.
但是这一次啊，并没有。
But it didn't happen that way that time.
哦，下水的时候真的冷得会发抖，那个寒风刺骨啊。
When we went into the water, we were shivering, and the wind chill was so strong it pierced our bones.
啊，施洗起来啊，啊，就照帐篷换衣服了。
After the baptism, we went to the shore to change.
换好衣服啊，这个罗伯伯反而问我，传道你能不能啊？
After we got changed, he asked me, Pastor, are you cold?
我说还好的。
I said, I'm okay.
你能不能啊？
Are you cold? I asked him.
他说那个水是暖和的。
He said the water was warm.
我说哪有那么好，天使还烧热水给你受施洗啊。
I said you are so lucky. The angel even boiled hot water for you to be baptized.
这是神特别的恩典。
It was God's special blessing.
后来我在法国做见证的时候，有一位弟兄啊，李明弟兄，他是当医生的，他就告诉我说，你们传道人啊，没有这个医学常识。
When I shared this message in France, a brother who had medical knowledge told me, Pastor, you don't have much medical knowledge.
一个心脏病患开刀不久，又是80岁的老人家，下到那么冷的水里面去啊，心脏紧急收缩，马上就会没命了，你们都不懂啊。
This gentleman was 80 years old. He just had a heart surgery, and if he went down to cold water like that, he could have had heart arrest and died right instantly. Didn't you know that?
我说感谢主，好在神让我们不懂，如果懂我们就不敢为他施洗。
But I told him, thank God, at least we were ignorant, or else we would not have baptized him.
真的，主耶稣也怜悯我们的无知，我们不懂，所以他特别保守，特别施恩。
And because the Lord had mercy on us because of our ignorance, He granted him special blessings.
感谢主哦，受洗之后一个月，他可以去打高尔夫球。
Thank God, a month after the baptism, he went to play golf.
啊，连这个罗约翰的哥哥，这个罗恩山将军啊，他就说，我们教会真的有神。如果耶稣不是神，叫我爸爸信主根本就不可能的事情。
Even Pastor Lowe's brother, who is also general himself, said God is truly with the true Jesus Church because without God's power, my father would not have been baptized.
他说真的，我在我爸爸身上看到神啊。
He said I've seen God in my father.
那一年民国80年10月国庆的时候啊，要举行这个大阅兵，他当总指挥官。
During the double 10th day that year, which is in 1991, he was the commanding officer.
他还告诉我张传道，你们要帮我祷告啊。
He was the commanding officer for the march, and he told us to pray for him.
因为那一年啊，反对党这个民进党啊，已经啊 发出风声啊，要抵制啊，要大游行抵制这个国庆。
Because during that year, the dissenting party wanted to disrupt the march by having a demonstration.
后来阅兵的前一天，台风警报。
Then the day before the double tenth day, there was typhoon.
因为台风警报，所以民进党的这个抗议游行取消了。
Because of the impending storm, the demonstration was called off.
结果第二天阅兵那一天台风转向了，没有进来。
Then the next day, when they were about to have the march, the storm turned a different direction and never came to Taiwan.
所以第二天呢，这个国庆阅兵很顺利完成。
So they were able to have the march very successfully.
哎，报纸还夸奖了这个总指挥官这个伦山将军啊，他的。这个阅兵是零缺点。
And the newspaper even commended General Lowe's as a commanding officer who did a perfect job.
真的我们啊，要把福音传给你不祷告，不可能的，没有办法。
So it is really true that without prayer, it's impossible to share the gospel.
哎，不是靠着势力，不是靠着钱财，不是靠着自己的聪明智慧，乃是靠着神面前的。圣灵的能力
not by might nor by power but by God's spirit
才能够使人啊来顺服神
only with God's spirit can people be convinced
所以我特别要强调啊福音要传开就是注重祷告
so I must emphasize that to spread the gospel we must emphasize prayer
主耶稣要复活升天之前交代门徒一句话
before his ascension the Lord told his disciples
你们要在耶路撒冷等候
Wait in Jerusalem.
领受那上头来的能力
For the power from above.
当圣灵降临在你们身上的时候
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
你们必得能力
You will receive power.
才能够为主做见证
And you will be my witnesses.
我在板桥工作的时候
When I was working in 板桥
啊，为了这个扩展教会啊，推展福音
We were trying to promote the gospel and church growth.
大家一致赞同，每次聚会完半个钟头，为了福音特别祷告。
Everyone agreed that after every service, we'll pray half an hour for the sake of the gospel.
结果借着祷告，眺望了每一个人呐、啊，侍奉的心起来。
And through prayer, everyone became fervent in their service.
大家都有共识啊，都有这种使命感。
Everyone had the same sense of responsibility.
哎，就靠着这圣灵能力。
And by the power of the Holy Spirit, the gospel was spread.
哎，我们一定也听过啊，很多啊，这个板桥教会啊，那边的许多见证。
You probably have heard of some of the testimonies in 板桥 Church.
真的，门徒出去的时候，都在主耶稣面前带着权柄能力出去的。
True enough, when the Lord's disciples went out to preach, they carried with them power.
他们所讲的话。就得到印证
and their words were confirmed by God
因为神用神迹奇事随着来证实他们所传的道
because God used signs and miracles to accompany what they preached
板桥教会刚成立的时候还不到200年
when the 板桥 church was first established the membership was less than 200
在那5年当中
but in 5 years
施洗了将近300年
about close to 300 members were baptized
教会就这样一直扩展
and that's how the church grew
哎，先不是一间树林教会出去
then the church then a sister church came out of that church
树林再分了一家三家教会
and the sister church also quote unquote gave birth to another church
哎，我要离开板桥的时候他们又同时分了英歌教会新埔教会
And when I was about to leave that place, both the original church and the sister church gave birth to 2 more churches.
现在更多了，现在又多了啊，这个土城教会、后埔教会。
And now 2 additional congregations have been added.
短短几年啊，福 因呐、啊，就扩散，信的人太多，神迹奇事太多了。
Just in a few years, the gospel spread rapidly. There were many signs and miracles, and many believed in the Lord.
我们可能听过病友的神迹，病友。
You probably have heard of the miracles of turning something from nothing.
那是一位王万居弟兄。
This was from the from brother Wang.
哎，他开汽车修护厂。
He was in charge of maintenance.
哎，有一个工厂啊，他需要这个机油啊。
Once there was a factory that needed engine machine oil.
对，他车子不在，就用这个机车啊，载着这个机油啊，到工厂去。
He was using his motorcycle to bring the oil to the factory.
因为修路一路颠簸啊，结果啊，到达的时候看到哇，这个油桶已经啊。撞了破个孔啊，一直流掉。
Because the road was very rough, the container kept hitting against the back of the motorcycle. By the time he got there, all the oil had leaked out.
哇，这个工厂的老板心里很着急，我急着要用，现在剩下不到三分之一，怎么办？
The owner of the factory was very anxious because he needed to run the machines and the oil was almost gone.
他说没有办法，你赶快。拿一个空的桶过来，把它先倒出来再讲。
Brother Wang said, "Well, the only thing we can do is quickly find a good container and pour in the rest the remaining oil."
他把油要倒过空桶的时候，就想到，哎，圣经里面啊有病友的神迹耶。
As he was about to do that, he remembered the miracle in the Bible of not being short of oil.
所以他倒油的时候，就一面倒一面祷告，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
So as he was pouring the oil into the new container, he kept praying, saying, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
结果把一个不到三分之一的油倒在同样大的桶，把它倒满了，还倒不完呢。
The original amount was less than a third of the container, but after pouring into the new container of the same size, it overflowed.
那是二十公升的油桶。
It was a 20 liter container.
他说还剩下两公升，这个主耶稣送给你们，不要算钱。
And there was still extra, so the brother Wang said, "This is for you, free of charge."
哇，他回来的时候，一路又高兴啊，又害怕。
When he was on his way home, he was excited and scared at the same time.
把这个见证告诉我。
He told me the testimony.
他怕的就是说，传道我回来之后，那油会不会消掉啊？
He was scared because what if after he went home the oil disappeared?
我说怎么会消掉？这个是主耶稣行神迹，不是变魔术啊！
I said, how can it disappear? The Lord gave you this miracle. It's not a magic show.
后来他去收账的时候啊，那个老板说：“哎呀，王先生啊，你上次那个油啊，哇，特别耐用呢。”
And when he went to collect the invoice, The owner of the factory said, Mr. Wang, that oil you gave us last time was very good and lasted a long time.
那神迹太多了。
There are many other miracles like that.
曾经注目我们这边的陈建宏的哥哥啊，现在也是传道的啊，陈德利传道，也就是那个期间呐、啊，脑干中风昏迷了半年。
Pastor Jen Hong Chen's brother was.Was also in that area at that time, and he had a stroke, and
祷告就醒过来了。
And he became unconscious, but after prayer, he was came to life.
妈妈想到，哎，这个小时候我曾经为他许过愿，是不是主耶稣要让他当传道呢？主啊，你如果要让他当传道，你就让他醒过来吧，就把他奉献给你了。
During that incident, his mother prayed to the Lord because she had once made a vow that the son would become a preacher. So she said, Lord, if it's your will, let him come back to life and I will dedicate him.
他就这样好过来。
So he became conscious.
深深当他传道。
He became a preacher.
不但他当传道。
Not only so.
后来连他弟弟到美国来也深深当传道了，就是这个陈建宏传道。
Even his younger brother, who is G.H. Chen,became a preacher after coming to the U.S.
那时候很多神迹哦，真的述说不尽哦，并且都很奇妙。
There were many, many, many miracles that we could not finish recounting them, and they were all miraculous.
啊，这个王恩基弟兄的姐夫啊， 这个姓江的江新乐弟兄。
Brother Wang, whom we just mentioned, had a sister-in-law.
有天晚上半夜，他太太半夜醒过来的时候睡不着，就祷告。
One day,
太太。
One day, the brother-in-law's wife got up at night because she could not sleep, and she started praying.
就翻方言了。
And while she was praying, she began to speak in translate her own tongue.
将来你梁家、王家要全家信主。
She said, soon the two families, the Wang家 and the Wang family and the Liang family will believe in the Lord.
一直重复翻方言。
She kept translating, interpreting her own tongue.
她高兴得不得了，从住宅这边赶快跑到工厂那边，要告诉她先生这个好消息。
When she heard that, her own translation, she was so excited, she ran to her husband's factory to tell her the good news.
结果到工厂的时候才发现，哎，没有带钥匙过来。
And when she got to the factory, she realized that she had forgotten her keys.
那个时候信心很单纯啊。
She had a very simple faith at that time.
哎，彼得做监牢的神，这个天使啊，就给他打开监牢的门啊。
She remembered how the angels opened the prison doors for the for Peter.
他就扶住这个门的把手 ，Hallelujah， 打开就开了。
She took the handle of the door and said Hallelujah, and the door opened.
一连经过四道门 ，Hallelujah， 门就开 ，Hallelujah， 门就开，一直到他先生的房间要经过四道门。
To reach the husband's office, she had to go through four doors.And she opened them one by one, saying Hallelujah.
后来真的，他梁家、王家全家来信主。
And true enough, both families, the Wang family and the Liang family, came to the Lord later on.
单单他们一家人就将近20个人来受洗。
Just that family alone, more than close to 20 people were baptized.
这个江弟兄的弟弟
，Brother Jiang had a brother.
他刚受洗之后。看到在领圣餐。
After baptism, he was receiving the Holy Communion.
想，哎，这个圣，这个葡萄汁注谢之后，成为主耶稣的宝血。
He was thinking after the Thanksgiving prayer, this cup becomes the Lord's blood.
看到领圣餐之后呢，好像还剩很多嘞。哎呀，这个可惜。
And after the communion, there was still a lot of leftover. He thought it would be a waste.
想，这个是耶稣的宝血。
He figured this is the blood of Jesus.
所以在最后一次大家祷告的时候，他偷偷的就爬到讲台这边过来。
So during the concluding prayer, he secretly went up to the pulpit.
啊，拿了一条手帕，把这个葡萄汁哈注谢过的葡萄汁，耶稣宝血就套在他的手巾上面。
He took out his
塑胶袋把它装起来。
He took out his handkerchief and took the taking the leftovers and started wrapping them up in plastic bags.
一聚会完，他赶快跑回家。
Right after the service, he ran home.
叫他太太，你手赶快伸出来。
He said, he told her quick, told the wife quickly, stretch out your finger.
他太太问他做什么？
She said, why?
伸出来，伸出来，你不要讲。
Stretch out your hand, don't ask.
因为他太太是。手指啊，长舌头啊，蛇的头一样，就是以前小孩子吃奶的时候，要给他断奶，都用手指给他吸吸吸，吸到手指溃烂了，变成怎么医都医不好了。
Because his wife had this disease. What happened was when she was trying to help her infant wee, she put her finger in the baby's mouth, and then because of too much chewing, she had this wound on her finger that could not heal.
他这信心很单纯，想这个耶稣基督的宝血啊，有功效啊，这个非常宝贵，手指伸出来，奉主耶稣圣名医治你。
And this brother was
那个用那个宝血的手巾就把它绑起来。
This brother was very naive, thinking that the blood of Jesus has some miraculous power. He brought this cup of grape juice home and said, "In the name of Jesus, I put this blood on you, and you will be." Healed.And he wrapped her finger with the cloth.
结果第二天一起来，几年来不能好的，这个手长的疮，完全好了。
And the next morning, for years, the wound that could not heal was finally healed.
这一下子啊，见证讲不完哈，就是有太多的神的同工神的见证，所以大家对传福音更有信心，更热忱，哇，信的人越来越多，大家一来都得到体验。
Because there are so many testimonies, I cannot possibly share them all. But because of these power of and miraculous signs of God, many wanted to became fervent and preached the gospel.
所以我们要发展福音呢、啊，第一就是祷告。
So the first thing to do to preach the gospel is to pray.
哎，教会要祷告。
The whole church must pray.
啊，大家要领受上头来的能力。
We must all receive the power from above.
让我们每个人都有福音的使命感。
That each one of us have the sense of responsibility to preach.
哎，大家都能够同心合一。
That all of us be of one mind.
每个出去做见证的人。之前一定祷告，带着神的权柄能力出去。
Whenever we go out to preach, we must pray and go with God's power.
哎，用神的同工。
When God works with us,
不怕人不信的。
We will not need to be afraid that people will not believe.
真的神会打开人的心窍。
God will move the hearts of people.
神会听人祷告。
God listens to prayer.
当时板桥教会福音就是这样兴旺起来。
That's how the work of the gospel have prospered in Banqiao.
Banqiao 现在分了差不多七间教会出去了。
Now from Banqiao Church came 7 more churches.
现在板桥教会还有差不多300名信徒。
And even in Banqiao alone, there are still 300 members.
所以教会绝对不能忽略祷告的。
So the church cannot overlook prayer.
每一位有心为主耶稣传福音的人更不能忽略祷告。
And everyone who has the heart to preach for Christ must not neglect prayer.
否则你就不能做事。
If not, you will not be able to do anything.
当我们预备好了这个心领受了能力之后，
After we have prepared our hearts and received power from above,
我们就要把我们福音的脚步踏出去。
Then we need to step out and preach.
哎，我们要寻找对象。
We need to find target audience.
我们要向谁传福音呢？
Whom do we preach to?
哎，圣经给我们一个启示。
The Bible teaches us.
哎，使徒行传一章八节这边提到说，是当圣灵降临在你们身上的时候。
According to Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it says, when the Holy Spirit comes on you,
你们必得能力。
You will receive power.
然后有从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极。为主耶稣做见证。
And you will be by witnesses from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
由点到线，由线到面。
From a point to a two-dimensional distance, and then to a three-dimensional area.
所以我们要去向谁传福音呢？
Who should we preach to?
从我们最亲近的人开始。
We must start from people who are closest to us.
向我们的。
We must start with our family.
向我们的同学同事。
Start with our classmates and colleagues.
向我们的邻居亲戚朋友。
Start with our neighbors and friends.
向每个人。
Then reach out to everyone.
这是圣经所指示我们的这个传福音的这个程序。
This is the directives of the Bible about preaching.
因为你要从你熟悉的人开始。
You must start with people you know.
我们已经把自己装备好了啊。
We have equipped ourselves.
信主之后呢，家人看到我们这个生命的改变。
After believing the Lord, our families will see that our lives have transformed.
以前个性非常暴躁。
We might have bad tempers in the past.
我们常说本性难移呀。
We say that human nature is hard to change.
现在耶稣不一样。
But people see that after we believe in Christ, we are changed.
改变了。
We are transformed.
豺狼变成绵羊了。
We have turned from wolves into sheep.
哎，以前讲话凶巴巴的，现在轻声温柔。
We used to be violent, but now we are gentle.
以前呢，自我独尊，现在懂得去尊重别人，体谅别人。
We used to be self-seeking, but now we are considerate of others' needs.
当然我们就好像灯放在灯台上就照亮了全家的人。
Then we will truly be like the lamp that is placed on the in the high place and shine for the whole house.
所以有时候我们常常，哎呀，我带领别人很容易，你就带领家人很难。
Sometimes it's very difficult to bring our families, while it's easier to bring others to Christ.
因为你家里的人天天跟你相处在一起，对你了解太透彻了。你在家人面前是透明人，什么都把你看得清清楚楚。
This is because you are with your family every single day, and they know you inside out.
哎，你说信耶稣怎么好？看你表现好不好。
You may say that it's wonderful to believe in Jesus. They all they need to do is look at your life.
哎，我们以前常常啊，以自己的软弱来夸耀，没有办法，我是 O 型的呀，我个性本来就是这样的呀。
In the past, we may say that, well, that's my weakness. I can't do anything about it.
我好像 O 型的人啊。那耶稣还说我是 O 型的人，我的个性就是这样，那就枉然信主啦。
If after believing Christ, we still find excuse for our bad temper, in our blood type, then our believing in the Lord is pointless.
所以曾经有信徒啊，找结婚对象的时候，一定要找什么血型的。
Some members in the past wanted to seek for spouses of a certain blood type.
说这个 O 型的我不要，哇，这个啊脾气暴躁，哇，我跟他合不来，这个一辈子痛苦。
They say I don't like people with blood type O, so because they have bad tempers, I will suffer all my life.
哎呀，这个 AB 型的不行，这个常常啊不稳定，情绪变化太大。
Or people with type AB because they are very temperamental.
哎，这个 B 型的不行，这个太弱弱了。
Or people with blood type B who are usually very weak.
哇，这个 A 型不行，他有领袖力啊，都要管人家。
Or people with blood type A who like to lead other people.
我看你永远单身好了。
Then you might as well be single all your life.
所以有人问我，传道你什么型的
？People ask me what blood type do you have.
我说我应该是耶稣型的。
I said my blood type is the type of Jesus.
确实，我们信主之后啊。是要像耶稣活出基督来才对。
After we believe in Christ, we should imitate Christ and live out Christ.
要靠着圣灵能力不断的改变我们自己啊。
By God's the power of the Holy Spirit, we must change ourselves all the time.
这是一个生命的见证啊。
That will be a testimony of life.
你不用讲，人家看到你信主之后的表现，都会受感动，都会想跟你来信主。
Even without actually preaching to others, people will want to believe in the Lord by seeing your good conduct.
所以为什么我们反而对家人很难带领，就是因为我们信主之后的改变不大，让他看不出你信耶稣有什么好处。
The reason we may not be able to bring our families is probably because we have not changed ourselves, and people they don't see good conduct in us.
所以平常我们先把自己装备好，我们跟能够敦亲睦邻，跟同事同学，关系都很好，我们能够主动的去关怀别人。
So we must equip ourselves. We must be able to get along with everyone and show concern to people around us.
每一个跟我们接触的人，对我们都有好感。
And so that everyone who is around us will be fond of us.
你跟他传福音，他信任你。
So
这个人讲话不会随便。
Then when we preach to them, they will trust in us because they know that we are honest.
这个人讲话绝对是真的。
And what we say is true.
虽然他对信仰不了解，可能他很容易跟着你来看看。
Our friends may not really know about the faith, but because of for our sake, they will come to see.
其实在我们周边还有很多我们熟悉的人还没有信主，你还要到哪里去？舍近就远去找谁来听道。
There are still many people around us who are still unsaved, so let us not think too far when we talk about preaching.
准备好了，跟我们周边的人、接触的人、我们熟悉的人，能够信任我们的人带他来。
So let's equip ourselves so that we can bring those around us who we are acquainted with.
这平常我们就要有生命的见证了。好的表现了，我们讲的话才能够被信任，能够被接纳。
So only if we are living witnesses can people accept and trust in what we preach.
我们应该把这些名单一一列出来。
We should list down all the people we know.
然后把这个名单先 献上祷告。
And let's present this list to God in prayer.
不断为这些人祷告。
Constantly pray for people on the list.
哎，掌握我们以最适当的时机跟他做见证。
And find the most opportune time to preach to them.
哎，如果有已经约定的这个对象。
If you have made an appointment with someone,
啊，或者啊，信徒介绍的
or perhaps you have been introduced to a member's friend.
他不知道怎么跟他讲
and this member doesn't know how to share the gospel with them.
哎，我们有使命感，我们去。
So we can volunteer to go.
哎，应该把慕道者的情况去事先告诉。
Then we should first find out about the situation of the truth seeker.
知道他的文化背景、生活习惯、信仰背景。
Must know their cultural background, lifestyle, and their religious background.
甚至他的个性、他目前的需求。
His personality and needs.
你有了一个概念、有很了解之后，我们一接触的时候，可以省掉很多事情，并且可以很快的就带进主。
If we have a good idea of what kind of person we are dealing with, then we can quickly get to the point when we preach to them.
哎，那我们在交谈当中
And in our conversation,
啊，如果本来已经建立好的这个友谊
the friendship that we have established,
哎，当然我们了解他的需求之后，就可以直接引入圣经主题。
We need to first establish a friendship, find out about their needs, and bring them into the scripture.
啊，平常呢，我们应该啊，要能够主动的去关心别人。
And at other times, we also need, at all times, we need to show concern for others.
哎，跟人家建立起良好的这个友谊关系。
We need to establish a good rapport with everyone.
啊，比如说在。同一个社区里面公寓里面同学同事我们平常就要待人和蔼哎，主动的关怀常常主动的跟人家打招呼他不理不睬不要紧哎，今天明天见到了又跟他打招呼后天又跟他打招呼我看几次之后他都不好意思了
We must be friendly with our colleagues our classmates and people in our community even if they ignore us the first few times if we keep greeting them they will eventually return the same greetings.
哎，有一个笑话说，台湾有一个老伯伯来美国看他孩子。
There's an anecdote. An old man came to the U.S. to see his son.
他每天早上出去运动。
And early in the morning, he would go out to exercise every day.
碰到一个老外。
And he met a Caucasian, an American.
How are you?
And he said to this American man, "How are you?"
哎，听不懂他在讲什么。我就跟他说，我是阿宅啦。
Oh, I'm sorry. The American man said to him, "How are you?" And he said, 我是阿宅。
啊，明天再出去。他又说 ，How are you? 哦，我是阿宅啦。
And the next day, the man greeted him again, and he couldn't reply in English. He just said, 我是阿宅。
几天之后，就问他儿子，他到底在讲什么 ？How are you 是什么意思
？Then a few days, then he returned his home and asked his son, "What does 'how are you' mean?"
Oh, 他是跟你打招呼了，就是说啊，老赵哦。
And he
你好吗
？So he explained to him what "how are you" meant. It's like saying good morning.
哦，当时都是安的哈，好，我知道了。
And this old man said, "Okay, I understand."
啊，第二天一出去又碰到那个老外，就跟他讲 "how are you?"
The next day, he went out and met the same American man and he said to him, "How are you?"
哎，那个老外就跟他说：“我是阿宅啦。”
he said to the American man, "How are you?" And the American said, 我是阿宅。
虽然两个语言不通，后来成为了好朋友了。
So despite the language barrier, they still became good friends.
哎，我们这关系要建立起来呀。
So we need to establish a good rapport with everyone.
哎，是尤其我们周边的人一旦有什么事情，我们要尽快的，哎，赶快就近他。关心他
and so whenever the people around us have certain needs we must immediately reach out and help them
这个关系建立起来以后你要跟他传福音很容易
when you have that good friendship with everyone it will be much easier when the opportune time comes to preach
有时候我们甚至要制造机会
Sometimes we even need to create the opportunity.
有一次我搭公车。
Once I was on a bus.
有一个年轻的太太带着一个小孩子上车。
A young lady brought her kid onto the bus.
我赶快起来让座，你这边坐，你这边坐。
I quickly gave her my seat.
那个时候我正是坐骨神经痛的时候，所以我很勉强站起来。他看到我自己也不舒服，很不好意思说：“你坐你坐，我不用不用。
”Because I
不要客气，你带小孩子，你坐你坐。
Because I was suffering from slip disc at that time, so it was very painful for me to get up. When she saw that, she felt very bad. She said, "Why don't you just have the seat?" But I said, "It's okay. You have a kid."
哇，她就感恩不尽呢。
She became so grateful.
她就说。哎呀，你这个人怎么这么好
？She said, "Well, what a good man you are."
我就抓住机会，因为我们信耶稣了嘛。
I took the opportunity and said, "Well, because I believe in Christ."
就跟他传福音了。他能够不听吗？
So、
不敢不听啊，不好意思不听啊。
So I started preaching to her. Of course, she had to listen because she felt indebted.
后来跟他谈谈，给他传单，给他教会的地址。后来我打听。自己找教会去了。
Then I gave her the flyer and the address of the local church, and later I found that she actually visited the church.
她感到信耶稣不错，很好。
She thought it was wonderful to believe in Jesus.
所以我们平常要跟人家建立起良好互动关系起来。
So we must establish a good relationship with everyone.
我们常常被我们古人一句话误了事情。
Sometimes because of one word we say, it may ruin things.
因为我们古人说至少门前雪，休管他人瓦上霜。
I'm sorry. In the tradition, ancient Chinese saying, it goes that you should only care about your own needs rather than other people's problems.
我们常常把古人的意思误解掉了。
But that's sometimes we misinterpret that ancient Chinese saying.
这个是叫我们。你不要多管闲事，要把自己先管好，不要一直管别人的闲事。你管人家屋上有霜做什么？
The spirit of the Chinese proverb is that you should not be nosy about other people's problems.
但是有很多人说美国人最喜欢管闲事。
Some people say that Americans are nosy.
奇怪，隔壁华人怎么把这个树砍掉？去密告，去告嘛！怎么把这个吃的停的乱七八糟去控告他
？For example, when you cut down your own tree, or when you don't park your car in the right place, and all of a sudden you get sued.
我们中国人大概就比较不会这样啊。
But the
因他会担心他们家的事。
But the Chinese people usually don't like to bother with other people's affairs.
但是也变成我们一种自私的心态。不要管别人。
But unfortunately, it also becomes a selfish attitude. People don't care about others.
我们常常把关怀当作管闲事。
Sometimes we mistake concern for being nosy.
但是也有很多人把管闲事当作他的关怀。
But some people think that they're being nosy is their way of showing concern.
我们信徒不要把关怀跟管闲事搞混了。
As believers, we must make a distinction between being nosy and showing concern.
关怀是出于善。
When we show concern, we do it out of goodwill.
发自爱心。
We do it out of love.
肯为别人付出关心别人的事情。
We must be able to give to help others.
管闲事是出于恶。
But being nosy comes out of an evil intent.
可能他好高自大。
Perhaps people who are nosy are very haughty.
什么都要管人家。
They like to dominate over others.
是好表现，不是真正的去关怀别人。
They like to show off, but they have no sincere concern.
我们信徒就应该要发自爱心的我能够为你做什么。
As believers, we must care for others out of love.
不要吝啬付出。
We should ask, what can I do for you, rather than holding things back.
我们才能够给人家一个基督徒好的形象。
Then we will portray a good image of a Christian.
我们就更容易把福音传给他。
Then it'll be much easier to share the gospel with them.
平常跟邻居这个吵架，那个不讲话，你怎么传福音给别人？
If we're always fighting or at odds with our neighbors, how can we preach to them?
你怎么都没有带过你的邻居、同学、同事来啊？
How come you never bring your neighbors or friends and colleagues?
哎呀，他们不配得救了。
And you'll say, oh, they're not deserving to be saved.
其实是你关系跟人家搞砸了，谁听你，谁跟你来。
But the reality is that you're not able to bring them because you have personal problems with them.
你根本就不敢跟人家说我信耶稣啊，请你来参加我们布道会。
You dare not even tell them that you are a Christian and invite them to the gospel night.
所以当我们跟人家关系建立起来的时候
，When we have a good relationship with everyone，
我们呢、借着倾听问话能够了解他的需求。
And through our conversation with others and by listening to others, we find out about their needs.
是我们去关怀别人，是为了去了解他，发现他问题。然后呢，针对他的问题来解决他的问题，来帮助他。
And after we find out about their personal needs, we will try to find solutions to help them.
所以在接触的过程当中，当我们发现问题，我们就必须要针对问题帮他解决问题。
After we have found the problem with our friends, we must try to solve them.
所以我们跟人家沟通的时候，应该是多听少说。
When we talk with others, we must listen more and talk less.
我们常常一股热忱尽快的要把福音全部的给他。
Sometimes we are so fervent that we want to dump the whole gospel message to them.
几乎有那要人家强迫中奖，你不信不行。
We want to shove it down their throat.
有时候也不看看这个情况，人家忙不忙，有没有空，现在是什么时机，一味的讲。人家忙得不得了，要赶你又不好意思，我孩子要回来吃饭了，你还讲，我怎么等一下怎么办呢？
Sometimes we don't even care about whether people are busy or they're in the middle of something. We just keep talking. And sometimes people are just too polite and they're very anxious to get rid of us.
如果没有把你轰走，就对你太客气了。我看你下次一来，门赶快关起来。我们不在我们没有空。我们有事要出去了。他再也不敢碰到你了，怕被你黏住了。
Next time you're lucky if you're not thrown out the house. Instead, they will if they're polite, they will probably just try to find excuses to avoid you.
我们有传福音的热情是好，但是我们要多听，才能够了解他的需求在哪里。
It's good to have the zeal to share the gospel, but we must listen and find out their needs.
他的问题在哪里？
We must find out the problems first.
我们怎么帮他？
Find out how to help them.
把他的问题带入我们福音的主题里面来。
And to try to cater the gospel according to their needs.
趁这个机会跟他介绍福音。
And share the message with them at the right time.
我们跟人家谈话的时候，尤其跟牧道人交谈的时候，要多分析多说明，而少批评少论断。
When we talk with others, we must be able to explain and analyze carefully without passing judgment or getting into a fight.
其实不只说少批评少论断，不可批评也不可论断。
We should not criticize or judge people at all.
甚至有的跟人家争议起来了，昨天我讲过了，只想要争，你输我赢，结果你争赢了，你输掉人的心了。
As I said yesterday, some people try to win the debates, and even though they win the debates, they lose the listener's heart.
我宁愿下地狱，就是不要跟你信耶稣。
And the listener will say, I'd rather go to hell than go to church with you.
那我们还传什么？
Then we have lost the battle.
我们应该以请教的方式。
Rather, we should be courteous and solicit their opinion.
我们出去传福音了，不要高高在上，我教训人。你不懂，你怎么不懂？你怎么不能？你怎么拜偶像了？
We should not look down on others when God preaches and say, how come you're so ignorant? How come you're worshiping idols?
人家一听就反感了。
Because people will be very upset.
你再怎么金言玉语啊，他都领受不了了。
That even with the best message, people will not accept you.
啊，我们没有深入跟他交谈，其实我们也不晓得他问题的症结在哪里，你怎么去帮助他呢？
If we do not even take the time to find out their needs, how can we help them?
啊，所以我们甚至有些人呢、啊，传闻作证还要恐吓别人。
Some people even use threats when preaching the gospel.
啊，就像昨天我讲那个弟兄说，你不是耶稣，你这样的就下地狱，我偏偏要下地狱，我就是不跟你信。
Like the story I told you yesterday, this brother said to the other person, "If you don't believe in Christ, you will go to hell." And the other person said, "I'd rather go to hell."
啊，这个都是啊。没有谈到技巧。
So this is because he was not tactful.
我们甚至啊，要借着问话鼓励他多讲话，而不是我们一味的要讲给别人听。
In fact, we should even ask them questions so that they can tell us more about themselves.
哎，你还不了解情况，讲了一大堆，哦，这个耶稣是神啊，是人的救主啊，什么什么什么，拜我像是不对的，讲了一大堆，结果他说我早就信耶稣啦，那你不是白讲了吗？
If you tell them all about the, God, the one true God, about Jesus Christ, and then they tell you, I'm already a Christian, then you've wasted all your time.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't know how to break the ice.
其实哈，你要了解他最兴趣的是什么。
But one thing we could do is find out their interests.
你如果跟一位妈妈讲话，你不晓得怎么跟她讲，你先问她啊，有没有孩子啊？你孩子多大啦？怎么样啦？她一定跟你讲不完。
If you talk to a lady who has a kids, she can say, ask them about their kids, how old they are, what they're, how they're doing, and she will start telling you everything.
妈妈最有兴趣的就是她孩子啊。
Because what interests the mother most is her kids.
我们一进门
，When you walk into somebody's house,
看到哎。家里奖牌这么多啊
！When you see all the awards and plaques on the walls，
哦，原来他喜欢钓鱼啊
！And you find out that this person likes to fish。
这个就是你跟他交谈的话题。你跟他讲钓鱼，他跟一定跟你讲到三更半夜都讲不完。
Then you can strike a conversation by mentioning fishing. Then he can tell you everything about fishing till midnight.
你绝对不要怕没有话题讲。
Then you will always have something to talk about.
我们要知道他所喜欢的是什么。
We must know the person's interests.
哎，以他最喜欢的先跟他谈。
And speak to him or her about the interests.
然后再找机会，哎，发现出他现在需要的是什么。
Then find the opportunity to know their needs.
哎，再把他带入福音的主题里面。
Then bring them into the message of the gospel.
啊，这是当然不是这样讲的。要我们呢、啊、实地去演练，在这个陪谈当中，我们会不断的领取一些经验出来。
Of course, this needs some real practice. By practicing what you have learned, you can learn even more new things.
我这样讲，他怎么生气呢？怎么把我轰出来呢？哎，我们要想想原因何在。哎，我要怎么样改善？下次要怎么样跟他谈，能够被他接受
？When people get upset at you, you will realize you will try.Have to think, well, where did you go wrong? So you will try to improve next time.
啊，当然我们啊，引进主题的时候，我们要善用圣经。
When we bring people into the gospel message, we must use the Bible effectively.
哎，善用啊，我们信仰的经历见证。
We must use our personal testimonies effectively.
啊，这是最有力量的。
Because these are very powerful.
并且我们言谈之中啊，应该啊。少说专有名词。
In our conversation, try not to use technical terms.
尤其对一个没有信主耶稣的人，你不要跟他讲太多圣经里面的这些专有名词、这些术语，他听不懂。
Don't use too many biblical terms that unbelievers don't understand.
应该讲一些比较浅白，他听能够明白、能够接受的。
Use simple language so that they can understand and accept it.
但是你也要知道这个人的这个程度啊
，But we must also know the person's level.
你不要把一个很有学问的人当做小朋友，跟他讲哦，耶稣是神哦，他为什么是神哦，是怎么样子哦，好像在教小朋友，那个语气啊，让人家听起来受不了。我又不是小朋友，你们跟我上幼稚班的课啊。
Don't treat someone who is highly educated as a kid like teaching someone in the kindergarten class.
啊，所以这些都是事先需要去了解的啊。
But that takes knowing the person first.
哎。那我们最要紧的，不要想我一次就要让他接受耶稣做救主。
It's also important to know that we don't need to make them a believer just one in one conversation.
当然，有时候神要动工啊，就很难讲了哈。
Sometimes God may do that if He will.
如果一下子他不能接受啊，还没有办法接受， but 我们也不用太心急。
We should not be too anxious if they're not ready to accept.
啊，不要讲啊，我讲了老半天。荒废我的时间，不会，你要留下一个好的印象给他。
Don't think that you're wasting your time. Rather, you should leave him with a good impression.
我们应该留下下次还可以接触的机会。
We should establish a connection so that we can have another conversation next time.
不要一下子他不能接受就把他搞砸了。
Don't mess up the opportunity just because they don't accept the first time.
以后变成啊拒绝往来户啊，再怎么他也不见你了，不接受你的。
Because if you do that, they will avoid you and refuse you the next time.
最好能够啊留下一些资料。
Then it's best to leave some materials for them.
尤其哎有意追求有好感的人。
Especially those who are sincere in seeking.
那我们就必须要跟他保持联系啊。做跟进的工作。
Then we need to do follow up after that.
所以有时候我们慕道者带来了，以后跟进的工作很要紧。
After we have brought the true seekers, we need to do follow up. That's very important.
我们可以用电话联系。
We can call them up.
寄一些刊物给他。
We can send them publications.
或是按照他适当的时间去访问他。
We can even visit them at the right time.
但是只能够勉励，绝对不可勉强。
We can encourage, but don't force.
人是不肯被勉强的，这是人的自尊心呐。
People don't like to be forced.
我们应该想办法说服他、勉励他，而绝对不能勉强他。
We should convince them, but don't force them.
最好能够带领他参加聚会。
The best thing to do is to bring them to the service.
就好像这个安德烈。接受了跟从了主之后就跟他哥哥西门做见证。
Andrew, for example, after knowing the Lord, testified to his brother Simon.
把他带到耶稣面前来。
He brought his brother to the Lord.
这个腓力向他的好朋友拿但业 做见证。
When Philip testified to Nathanael, his good friend,
拿但业当然不接受哪三人还能够吃什么好呢？
Nathanael said, what good thing can come out of Nazareth?
这个腓力很聪明。
Philip was very smart.
那你来看，把他带来看，把他交给主耶稣。
He said, "Come and see." He just entrusted Nathanael to the Lord Jesus.
所以很多慕道者来到教会，祷告受圣灵，听到的时候受感动，他信了。
Many true seekers come to church and believe in the sermon or receive the Holy Spirit during prayer, and they believe.
刚才在车上，我跟这个梁弟兄做见证，这个曾耀正他们。家人怎么来信主？爸爸妈妈怎么来信主
？Just now I showed Brother Liang how, Brother Zeng,
Zeng 弟兄
，Okay, how Brother Zeng came to the Lord.
是因为在德国慕道的时候，得到圣灵，他家人打电话给父母说：“你这个儿子报销了，跟人家信了，不晓得什么宗教，祷告全身发抖，你再不来啊，你这个孩子完了。”
What happened was when the son was in Europe, it was in Germany, he came to our church and believed. And then the parents received the phone call and said, your son is in trouble. He went and believed, became a Christian.
从德国把他带回家。
So they wanted him to go back to Taiwan.
爸爸揍他。
The father beat up the son.
花这么多钱给你去留学你说不读这参加什么教会把我的钱拿去买会堂给人家。
The father said, I spent so much money on you and you don't study well. You go attend church and even donate money to the church.
妈妈怎么总是比较心软疼爱孩子啊，就说孩子啊，到底你信哪个教会？
But the
为什么这样？
The mother was a little softer. She just asked him, what church did you go to? Why did you become like this?
他说我们台北这边有啊，杭州南路就有一间我们的教会啊，你去看啊。
He said, well, we have a church here in Taipei, and you can go and see yourself.
结果他妈妈来是要看这个是什么教会，让我们孩子这么着迷。
So his mother decided to come to our church and see what attracted her son so much.
啊，结果他就认真听，看这个传道讲的是什么，因为他本来是长老会信徒啊，哎，他道理也懂一些啊。结果哎，好像讲的都没错嘛，都按照圣经了。
She used to be the a Presbyterian member. She listened very carefully and she realized that the message was very biblical.
结果祷告的时候，让他吓了一跳。哎呀，原来就是这样子啊！
And during the prayer, she was shocked. She said, this is why.
但是啊，很奇妙的，神听见祷告了。
And she, God, but God listens to prayers.
主耶稣开他的心了。
Jesus opened her heart.
后来啊，这个曾太太对我做见证。
Sister Zeng told me later.
她说，哎，我那个时候想，哎，真耶稣教会这样子祷告也不错嘛。
She said, at that time I was thinking to myself, well, the way the True Jesus Church members pray is actually pretty good.
这个好像在练外丹功一样啊。
Because it's like some sort of exercise or martial art.
难怪我看这个信徒，每个脸色很好，身体健康。
No wonder everyone has a very healthy look on their face.
他们祷告好像大声大吼大叫。
And when they pray with loud voice.
这个也不错啊，这个是一个情绪上的发泄啊，很好啊，这个健康之道啊。
That's actually very good and very healthy because you let out all your emotions.
是啊，心里有什么郁闷，有什么痛苦啊，向主耶稣发泄嘛，他也不会看轻我们，也不会骂我们，也不会感到厌烦。
If you have any sorrows or problems in your heart, you can tell it all to Jesus. He will not refuse you.
哎，如果我们有什么得意的事情跟人家讲，人家说，哎，你骄傲什么嘛？没有什么了不起了，那被泼了冷水，什么兴趣都没有了。
When you are very excited about something you have, you tell other people, and people will tell you, why are you so proud of yourself? Then you will be discouraged.
告诉主耶稣，主耶稣也不会嫉妒我们。
But in your prayer, you can tell it all to Jesus, and he won't be jealous of you.
他就那一次祷告受圣。
And during that prayer, she received the Holy Spirit.
后来带着他先生的这个伟力的啊。
And then she brought her husband and her son, Brother William, to believe in the Lord.
啊，所以我们应该哈不断的跟他保持良好联系啊。
So we need to have a good relationship with our friends.
带他参加聚会，把他交给主耶稣。
Bring them to the service and entrust them to God.
不住的为他祷告。
Keep praying for them.
啊，有时候一下子带到教堂，也许不方便的时候，可以先带到家庭聚会，参加家庭聚会。
Sometimes it might be better to bring them to family service first.
这次家庭聚会，大家可以双向沟通啊。聚会完了，大家也可以互相联谊，哎，给他一个爱的关怀。
We could have a sharing and fellowship during the family service so that they can feel that we care for them.
可以做集体的跟进。
And we could do follow up as a group.
哎，可以参加慕道者联谊会。
We can invite them to True Seekers Fellowship.
在台湾常常啊，有一年两次啊，就把这些慕道者带着慕道者去访问教会。
In Taiwan, twice a year we bring the True Seekers to visit churches.
在车上就有更长的时间跟他沟通。
And on the tour bus, we communicate with them.
看看我们各地教会。
We show them our churches around the country.
看到各地教会爱心的接待啊，他们会大受感动。
They are greatly moved when they see how loving our brothers and sisters are.
弟兄姐妹爱的关怀，道理上的造就，大家为他做见证。无形中他受到造就。
When they feel the love and hear the personal testimonies, they are edified.
当然更要有系统的这个建立慕道者的这个信仰。
We need to systematically build up their faith.
台北教会都有一个慕道班啊。
In Taipei Church, they have a True Seekers class.
按照我们的基本道理，每个 IC 聚会完就有一个慕道班的聚会。
After every Sabbath, there is a class for the True Seekers.
很有系统的啊， 一个主题一个主题的查考，双向沟通，座谈。
They go through every doctrine and thoroughly and have a sharing.
这个现在总会有台湾总会有出版一套这个信仰追寻
In the Taiwan Church, they have published a series of books.
一共有六册。
Six in the series.
从认识圣经。
From knowing the Bible.
认识真神。
To knowing God.
认识人生。
Knowing human life.
认识这个教会，这个救恩。
Knowing salvation.
这个教义。
Knowing the truth.
认识教会。
And knowing the church.
一共有六本。
And there are six of them in the series.
让他能够有顺序的去查考一系列。
So the true seekers can go through them systematically.
如果这些他都能够明白接受了，当然了，我们受洗之后，这个新的信徒不会成为教会的包袱，而成为教会的生产力。
If they are, they can build up their faith after they are baptized.They will not become burdens to the church. In fact, they will contribute to church work.
最要紧的，受洗之后还要带领他一起侍奉。
After they are baptized, they must be learn to serve with us.
在这个牧道过程当中，要教他懂得信靠主，什么事情靠祷告，让他自己有信仰上的体验经历。
You must help them so that they know to rely on the Lord on their own. Whenever there are problems, they will seek, come to the Lord.
借着事工的训练，使他成为门徒，而不只是一个信徒。
And by serving God, they can also learn to be disciples, not just believers.
一个门徒就是要跟从主的。
A disciple is one who follows the Lord.
要爱主耶稣胜过一切的。
One who loves Jesus above all else.
要背起自己的十字架跟从主。
One who carries his cross to follow the Lord.
他在信仰上有美好的基础。
Then they will have a good foundation in their faith.
不会啊，糊里糊涂受洗，想尽办法叫他受洗，受洗之后得不到体验，受洗之后感受不到主耶稣的爱，受洗之后我祷告没有用，他不来了。
If we do not help them build up a faith, a strong faith, after they are baptized, they don't experience God's love or God's power, then they will stop coming to church.
真的，你再访问他也不来，你要把他舍弃、放弃，又舍不得，对主耶稣交代不了，你要去不断的去牧养他，哇，实在太累了。
We try to visit them, they don't come back. We cannot afford to give them up, and it becomes a burden to the church.
所以这些都是我们要必须要做好跟进工作。
So follow up must be done well.
受洗之后还要做。培训工作。
After baptism, we must bring them up.
我们不要单单把他带到洗礼为止。
Don't just bring them to the point of baptism.
应该把他带到完完全全的把他引到神面前，让他成为主的门徒。
Bring them wholly to Christ so that they can truly be disciples.
他自己可以自立起来。
So that they can be independent.
还可以去立人。
And they can help others.
我们的带领工作才完成。
Only that, with that, can we complete our work.
我们呢，教会就越来越兴旺。生产力越来越多，不是包袱越来越重。
And the church will become stronger and stronger rather than having more burdens.
一天到晚找这些不来的人，哎呀，你要聚会啊，哎呀，你要祷告啊，你要来教会啊，实在很累啊。
If we spend all our time trying to look for people who don't like to come to church, you must pray, you must come to church. It will be so tiring.
你哪里还有时间还有精神去发展教会，但现在这样都是婴孩，都是残障的你单单照顾这些就来不及了。
How then do we have the energy to spread the gospel? We have so many children who are crippled and disabled.
身体残障无所谓，灵性残障就糟糕了。
Physical disability is a lot better thanspiritual disability.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord Jesus help us.